Septuagint, Dedeca. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2020 through 2025. Published by Digital Ink Productions in 2025. Forward. In the mid-3rd century BCE, King Ptolemy II Philadelphus of Egypt ordered a translation of the ancient Israelite scriptures for the Library of Alexandria, which resulted in the creation of the Septuagint. The original version, published circa 250 BCE, only included the Torah, or in Greek terms the Pentateuch. The Torah is the five books traditionally credited to Moses, circa 1500 BCE, Cosmic Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The second edition, which added the books of Joshua, Judges, and Ruth, later dubbed the Octateuch, was published circa 225 BCE and carried south into Cush by the ancestors of the Beta Israeli community as they escaped Egypt in the aftermath of the rebellion in Judea circa 200 BCE. It ultimately became the Orat, the central holy book of the Beta Israeli community. The Dedeca was not part of the collection of texts the Israelites fleeing Egypt carried with them from the Israelite temple in Elephantine, and is therefore believed to have been translated into Greek later, circa 190 BCE. It would eventually be added to the Septuagint, as the Book of Dedeca circa 140 BCE, and then much later be divided into its 12 constituent books by the early Christians in the 3rd century CE, subsequently called the 12 Minor Prophets. The books comprising the Dedeca all date from between 900 and 500 BCE, and represent the works of 12 ancient prophets, which in the original Greek translation represented several different gods. These were not generally Judahite prophets, but Israelite prophets, mostly living in the era before King Josiah banned the old gods, in approximately 632 BCE. His reforms are described in detail in the Septuagint's Fourth Kingdoms, chapter 23.
The king commanded Hilkiah the high priest, and the priests of the second order, and those that kept the door, to bring out of the temple of Baal all the vessels that were made for Baal and Asherah, and all the army of Shamayim, and he burnt them outside of Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron, and took the ashes of them to the temple of El. He burnt the sacred male prostitutes, who the kings of Judah had appointed. They burnt incense in the Bamas and in the cities of Judah and the places around Jerusalem. And they who burnt incense to Baal, and Shemesh, and Urich, and the Zodiac, and the army of Shamayim. He carried out the Asherah from the temple of the Lord to the brook Kidron, and burnt it at the brook Kidron, and reduced it to powder, and threw its powder on the sepulchres of the sons of the people. He pulled down the palace of Ketesh that was by the temple of Baal, where the women wove tents for the Asherah. He brought up all the priests from the cities of Judah, and defiled the Bamas where the priests burned incense, from Geba all the way to Beersheba. He pulled down the house of the gates that were by the door of the gate of Joshua the ruler of the city, on a man's left hand, at the gate of the city. The priests of the Bamas did not go up to the altar of Baal in Jerusalem, for they only ate leavened bread with their brothers. He defiled Tapheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, constructed for a man to cause his son or his daughter to pass through the fire to Molech. He burnt the horses which the king of Judah had given to Shemesh in the entrance of the temple of Baal, by the treasury of Nathan the king's eunuch, in the suburbs, and he burnt the chariot of Shemesh with fire. The altar